Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, particularly during this Advent season. And today we're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 48. It's Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on this humble estate of his servant." After Mary traveled to see her cousin Elizabeth and saw that Elizabeth was indeed pregnant, she broke into praise. From her inmost being, she desired to glorify God. The word to glorify God means to magnify him by demonstrating his greatness in words and actions. This song is known as the Magnificat, where Mary proclaimed her thankfulness and love to the Father. And the song reveals several things about Mary. First of all, Mary knew Scripture well. Even from a young age, she knew God's Word. This song consists of many truths and quotations from the Old Testament. It reminds us of the importance for children to know God's Word. Secondly, we learn that Mary not only knew Scripture well, she had a personal relationship with God. She calls God my Savior, and she proclaims herself as his servant. She did not see God as distant or disconnected. Rather, she knew that the Father took personal note of her in a personal, intimate way. Third, Mary not only knew Scripture well, she had a personal relationship with God. And then third, she knew she needed a Savior. And this is important because Mary was not sinless, and she knew she wasn't sinless. She begins her song by proclaiming her need for one to rescue her. She addressed the Father as my Savior. Certainly, Mary's bearing God's Son puts her in a unique category for sure. Elizabeth said that she was blessed among all women. The son that she would bear would one day bear the sins of the cross, even her own sins. So, Father, thank you for knowing me intimately and personally. Thank you for sending your Son to be my Savior. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, parents, during Advent season, why don't you just use this as a time to say, I'm going to teach my child the Word of God year-round. Prayerfully consider a plan. As we end the year, prayerfully consider a plan to teach your children God's Word in an age-appropriate way. And please share with us any books or materials that you have used or plan to use so that we can share those resources with other parents. Just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org.